Oh no, that is terrible. That's it, and you clowned me last cast about my horn, and that's what you're bringing to the game?
Well, it was a bad horn. Oh, God. Speak of the devil, and he shall be horn again. The devil has horns.
Oh, he does have horns.
You know who else is a real devil?
Cloven hooves.
Is these journalists who just spit out clickbait with absolutely no story, and these false sources. Hey, welcome to Clipcast. That's the sound of the horn. I'm your host, Chris Co-Wild, off of load management and ready to play in Miami. With me, as always, Big John Studd, Burbank Hank, everybody.
Toot toot.
Henry Dittman tooting his own horn. Why? Well, I believe the Clippers have won 8 out of 10. Maybe, yeah, pretty sure it's 8 out of 10. They lost. Look, they lost last game at Atlanta. Second night of a back-to-back, missing 3/5 of their starters.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the Hawks were missing Trae Young.
One starter.
Yeah, I mean, he's all they've got. But, I mean, they were previously 10-34. We should have won that game.
Well, no, and also, we were up at the half, and after one, we had double their score, 32-16.
Yeah, but
that game was in the bag.
You simply cannot shoot 19% from three and 64% from the free throw line and win a game.
We scored 32 in the first quarter. We scored 35 in the second half. That's not going to get her done.
I mean, we missed 14 free throws, and we lost by 7 points. So you tell me.
We won the night before with Kawhi. Yeah. I didn't see the Pat Beverly injury, okay?
I didn't see it either.
I what's crazy is I watched that game. I heard some of it on the radio. I must have, in the transition from TV to radio and back to TV, I must have missed whatever happened. But Pat Beverly's injury, like Paul George's injury, it's the regular season. We're the best team in LA. We're the second best team in the West. Okay, maybe third. But regardless, we're top five in the NBA. If it was the playoffs, they'd be playing. It's not the playoffs. Let's be safe and not sorry.
Well, yeah, man, this is our big concern, is our team's overall health.
Yes.
So we do need to rest, guys. I understand we're coming into the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. But we need this team to be healthy.
I'm no longer
worried about us getting enough playing time together. I'm worried about us having a full roster going into the postseason.
Well, look, apparently our full roster has only been available 2 of 45 games. But the name of this episode is Clippers Chemistry, because there was a lot of clickbait that dropped yesterday. And the timing was wonderful, because I had brunch with my higher than high up Clipper connection.
Oh, yeah.
The day before. So I had all this great intel that I was sitting on, and then all of a sudden, this dippy dumb clickbait story spread by our new sponsor, The Athletic, which I love.
Oh, get a
little. I love subscribing to The Athletic.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I love The Athletic. I love Jovan Buha.
I do love Jovan Buha, and I also like the stories they make up, so we can click on it and get some good drama when there isn't any. You know what I mean? I think it's fun.
Fair.
It's like watching The Young and the Restless, or excuse me, General Hospital. Between the two of us, we've done 4 episodes, right?
That's right.
Okay, so it's like General Hospital. It's drama, but it's not real.
Can you take off your sunglasses? I'm looking directly at my own face, and it's very distracting to me.
First of all, you're very handsome. You should enjoy a reflected image of yourself. Second of all, I'm Hollywood, baby.
You'll never take
them
off.
I'm Hollywood. I can't
take
these
off. Even inside the Vivid Seat Studios, you won't take off the sunglasses?
I'm sucking on a vape pen.
That's not
true. I'm closing deals.
That's not true.
Sell. Buy.
You can't just yell sell and buy to people and
close
deals.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio just became available. Hollywood sold. Sold.
Stupid.
Oscar, Lady Oscar. All right, so look, I love The Athletic, and I really do love Jovan Buha. And if you read the actual article...
Oh, it doesn't say. It's not as dramatic as the title.
Have you ever had a Fluffer Nutter sandwich?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's like marshmallow fluff and peanut butter.
Delicious.
Okay, so take
out... I covered the Fluff Festival, actually, one year.
So...
On a travel show, I went and covered the Fluff Festival. Not kidding.
Yes. You're a known Fluff Festival journalist.
I'm a known fluffer.
It's actually...
Oh, no! Oh, no!
to be fair, your media credentials were earned when you became a fluff journalist. Because now you're basically a puff journalist.
All right, now that we've weeded out everyone listening to this podcast, let's continue.
Speaking of weeded out, we're following 420 people at LA Clipcast. Please follow us.
420,
baby!
We
won't follow you because we're locked in at 420.
We can't follow more people because we already have 420.
We're good. All right, anyway. So this story...
It's either that or 69, and we're not going
to
dump everybody.
Which I'm about to completely dispel, but this story is much like a fluffer nutter sandwich in that the headline is nuts, and then you read the piece, and it's a bunch of fluff.
Oh, well done. I really like that analogy. Well done.
There's nothing wrong with this team. I have literally been in the Clippers locker room as long as Doc Rivers. I can say with passion and fervor and knowledge, not secondhand knowledge, firsthand knowledge, this is the best and most cohesive Clipper locker room that has been under Doc Rivers.
Well, you've seen the videos. Have you seen the videos posting on Instagram and Twitter of like the guys all together in the club together in Florida?
There
seems to be a great
they're bros
energy within now, the team. Now there's some frustrated players.
Sure, because they're not 82-0.
And tired players.
Sure, because it's a grind. Only Zubac has played in every Clipper game, which I love.
I know, but he primarily plays like 15 minutes, which I don't love.
I know.
We'll get to that.
I heard this stat from the great Noah Eagle, whose last name is a proud bird, not a condor, which is our sponsor. Not our sponsor, our mascot. Chuck. But if Chuck the Condor had a cousin, his name would be Noah the Eagle.
Oh, okay. That took a while to get there, but I'm going to stand by it.
It's not as good as the fluff and nuts, but regardless, Noah Eagle said this stat, which I love. Zubes, a.k.a. Zubats, a.k.a. Autobots Rollout, a.k.a. Zublock. The Clips are 10-2 when he plays 20 minutes or more. Now, that's a deceptive stat because when he plays 20 minutes or more, it's because we have a giant lead and he plays the entire fourth quarter, or it's because it's garbage minutes and we're going to get blown out. But regardless, 10-2 when Zubats plays 20 minutes or more. I am going to dispel this fluff. I know for a fact that this Clipper locker room is tighter than ever. Why? Take an example of the Clipper. I'm going to call him the best big three in Clipper history. And yes, I'm talking to you, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, and Blake Griffin. Because the best Clipper big three in history, in my eyes, is Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, and Pat Beverly. Now, what have they done so far? Got to the first round of the playoffs. Not as good as what Blake, DJ, and CP3 were able to do get to round two. But this season, I think very confidently that they will do just as well, if not better, than the big three. They will get to round two, certainly. And obviously, like everyone in the know and everyone in Vegas, we're going to get further. So that's why I think that big three is the best big three. Also, they're posing for the covers of Slam Magazine like back in the day when EB, Lamar Odom, and Darius Miles in each other's jerseys. Wearing each other's jerseys.
I really laughed when I saw the tweet you put out under LA Clipcast, and follow us at LA Clipcast. Chris is on there a lot with some really great tweets.
Thank you.
That they had to shoot their cover three photos in three different
separate
cities.
Studios. Opposite sides of town. They were so mad because chemistry is so bad that they refused to wear their jerseys frontwards.
Stupid.
Like they're wearing each other's jerseys with each other's names on their chest because they love each other so much. And this is their third season and third time's a charm for our big three.
Yeah.
Now add in a new big three of two genuine superstars. And I have a lot of questions that I want to ask you, Hank.
Oh, okay.
As a Clipper fanatic.
Sure.
Add in the big three of two genuine superstars, Kawhi Leonard, reigning NBA Finals MVP, two-time ring winner, and Paul George, who is a superstar. And I have inside intel on both those guys about what it's like dealing with them in the Clipper locker room. And then, my sweet, sweet, and I apologize for the language, Landry Shamet. That's the other big three, and those are our top six guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, sprinkle in a Zubats and a JaMychal Green, or a Pat Patterson, or a Mo Harkless, and you've got 10 great guys to make a playoff run. So, my question to you is, Hank, and then I will pepper you with my higher-than-high intel from the inside. Can you compare, please, the superstars that we've had in the past in our tenure, which are literally only, because I'm not going to put Elton Brand in this category as a superstar, our superstars that we've dealt with.
Yeah.
Compare Chris Paul and Blake Griffin are two previous superstars with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Well, I mean, I will compare. I think you're maybe looking more like for a contrast. I'm not prepared for this with stats, but I will tell you that the comparison is...
Just as the layman.
The comparison is that injuries are an issue. That is certainly the comparison, okay?
Both of those guys got injured, and we were knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
CP3 and Blake.
Yeah, multiple times. Which I mean, there's been a lot of trade hubbub about, let's try to get Chris Paul back over to the Clippers,
which is absurd.
How many times we had our postseason hopes dashed because of injury for Chris Paul, bless his heart.
And Blake Griffin.
And full respect to both those guys. But the obviously, neither Blake Griffin nor Chris Paul were ever won a ring.
Right.
Or ever finals MVP.
Right.
Multiple times.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, there's not really much of a comparison there. Now, look,
so that's my point, is that there isn't a comparison.
No, there's not a comparison.
So the only people you can really compare it to in Los Angeles basketball lore in the past, let's say, 10 years, is LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. Those are real, honest-to-goodness superstars. Some would argue that they're more of a superstar than Kawhi Leonard. Certainly more than Paul George. You can't even compare.
Yeah, because Paul George just is unproven. And,
right.
And
Paul George
has a really great nickname, Playoff P, which he gave himself.
Oh, good. You know. Honestly, some of my Playoff P's last longer than my regular season P's.
Because you hold it for so long.
So,
but the TV timeouts are longer.
But I like this because this is happening organically here. I think Playoff Paul George, is more similar a superstar to Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. I'm going to expand upon that. Blake Griffin was a homegrown superstar. He came from literally being a teenager, and we watched him flourish. Maybe he was 20 when we got him. Regardless, he sat his rookie season, his true rookie season, and just watched it.
Yeah.
And he was a homegrown superstar that we saw stars rise before us. Uh-huh. Chris Paul was a proven superstar, but proven to go to round two and nothing else.
Yeah.
And proven to be an injury liability. And we got him.
Yeah.
And guess what? He was an injury liability. And guess what? He didn't get past round two. He got past round two once ever with Houston. So that's similar. Take Kawhi Leonard, a real superstar.
Sure.
You can compare him to a Kobe Bryant, who's got, I believe, five rings.
Five rings.
And a LeBron James, who has three rings. Kawhi Leonard has two rings. That's less rings. I also would argue that Kawhi Leonard is less of a headache than LeBron James and Kobe Bryant.
Gosh, I don't know. That's a tough call. I mean, he's certainly not a headache in any way, in that he's very quiet. So he's a very easy personality.
And
he seems to be very fun and passive. He's not a type A personality, at least
like
that we can
see. Low maintenance.
Sure, low maintenance.
High maintenance superstar. Like, all superstars are high maintenance. You weren't covering Clipcast when Kobe was in his last season.
No.
It was a legitimate, annoying circus that surrounded him everywhere he went. It was annoying to be around. Hmm. I'm just trying to cover the Clippers. I could give a rat's petunia, and I apologize for the language. But gosh darn it, I apologize.
Okay.
But Shamit, it was a dang... It was a headache dealing with Kobe the two times he would come to Clippers games.
Yeah.
A headache.
Yeah.
That being said, LeBron James, same thing. Not as bad.
No, but he's a superstar. He's got a media circus around him.
But a giant headache dealing with him.
And he invites it. And I don't say it. I mean, by the way, so would I.
Absolutely.
If I were a superstar NBA player.
Conglomerate.
And people wanted to. Don't you remember at the season opener, we went into the Lakers locker room and LeBron was literally
putting on
a rap karaoke show for cameras.
Filmed.
And I looked at that and not one time did I think, what a poser. I thought, yeah, I'd do that too. I would have every one of those cameras around me as I perform my favorite rap song.
Now, you've been in the Clipper locker room pregame.
Sure.
Is Kawhi Leonard doing a filmed karaoke rap concert?
Well, I've not been in since he started playing pregame, but I'm assuming
the answer is
no.
You
not pregame.
You haven't been pregame?
Uh-uh.
Well, you've been postgame.
Yeah, never.
He's not even in the locker room.
No, he's getting his treatments.
He's getting his treatments, his puff treatments, all right? I'm making a bold call. It's not intel.
I don't think he goes and smokes weed.
Okay, well, you and I are different people with different opinions.
What you hope he does and what he does are two different things. I don't think if players are using CBD, they're smoking bones.
Agreed. I think marijuana.
No one says smoking bones anymore. Why would I do that?
I don't know, because you smoked some bones. Anyway, I think marijuana runs rampant in the NBA, just like every other professional sport, just like whatever.
Just like it does in the world.
It's legal, man. It's going to be
great.
It's going to be legal in 40 states. All right, so regardless, look, my argument here is, we have, for the first time ever, a legitimate superstar on the Clippers, and we never have before.
No, never.
So.
Oh, is that what this whole
thing,
last 40 minutes of conversation was to get to
yes,
that? No, we've
that
never had a legitimate superstar.
There
not
are
to this level.
Fluff nutter pieces, yep. Nutty headlined fluff pieces about chemistry issues.
Well, I think that...
Because we've never had a superstar, and our big three of Trez, Pat, and Lou, and it's their team, it's their locker room, have never had to deal with a superstar before.
I have a different take,
actually. Please have a different take.
I actually think that pieces like that come out because our front office is so tight-lipped.
Yep.
There isn't any information leading into the trade
deadline.
But I
have information from the front office.
You're not allowed to give that on the air, are you?
Of course I am. I tell everything I know always to a fault.
Oh, boy.
So the first
But listen. And the listener is like, shut up, Hank. Chris wants to tell us the inside track, but I want to say this too.
Yeah.
I also think that a lot of the trade conversation has been around Montrez.
Sure, because he's about to get a big contract.
And so we are seeing perhaps some of what he some of the fiery passion he brings to the court, how hard he's having to play
26 years old.
Extra minutes, P.S. that he's having to play
right.
because of injuries. And the fact that, strangely, Zubats gets no minutes. He gets like 15 minutes. So it really is on this undersized big to carry the team. And so I think maybe he hears these like whispers of trading him, and maybe we're starting to see some of that frustration wear on him.
Sure.
You know, there's the two polar extremes. If you can go back into the L word, as you would say, the Lakers past. Remember that season where they tried to trade Lamar and Powell to get Chris Paul? It
right.
fell apart. You saw the two polar extreme responses that an NBA player can
Powell
have to being traded.
Classy.
Powell
and cool.
was, as our friend Brian Krasner would say, the sad camel.
And he was a sad camel.
He just kind of like shrugged it off and kept playing. And
sure.
Lamar Odom lost his mind.
Lost his marbles.
He lost his mind. He couldn't
lost
handle
his money
it.
In
and
Vegas.
And by the way,
lost his consciousness.
If suddenly we were talking like the people in our lives are talking about trading us to another city,
sure.
we would take it pretty hard. So
absolutely.
I want to be very clear.
We're very
that
emotionally
being a professional
people.
Athlete is a
weird.
Is an S show, and you can start to understand why they want the power where they can call the trades.
Right.
They deserve it because they literally get their lives uprooted. When an owner trades sure. a player, they don't have to move to Milwaukee.
Remember when...
No disrespect, Milwaukee.
Remember when Landry Shamet's phone blew up? Now, he didn't know it was because Kawhi and Paul George were coming to the Clippers.
Yeah.
He just saw his phone blow up.
And what was his first thought?
I got traded again.
Yes, that's what their
lives
are like.
That's their life. And
so
we know
anyway,
that because
so
they tell us
so
that.
I think that's why you're getting some of this like, oh, there's trouble. Oh, there's trouble. But these guys are frustrated because they're losing close games.
Sure.
They're frustrated because they can't keep everybody healthy. Like, have you ever had a nagging, repetitive injury? Remember when my back kept going out surfing and I would get so – and when it would happen, I'd be like, are you kidding me again?
Right.
Think about if that was happening all around you with the guys you need to be healthy to win. There's a lot of frustrations for them right now. Anyway, well, you should get to your inside track.
Before I get into that, we've won 6 out of 8. We did have a nice 4-game win streak. And then on the second night of a back-to-back, we fell in the second half because we didn't have 3/5 of our starters. And, yes, it would have been awesome to win that, but – going into that game, we all knew we were going to lose.
Oh, also, it's not just that we didn't have 3/5 of our starters. We specifically did not have our guy that makes it happen the best in clutch time on offense.
Kawhi Leonard.
And our guy that makes it happen the hardest clutch in defense.
Kawhi Leonard.
Pat Beverly is our guy.
Yes.
Don't you remember the block on LeBron James?
Defenders.
Our hardest hustling
yes.
player is Patrick
Pat Beverly.
Beverly.
Yeah, he's the
our
heart
most consistent
beat.
Scorer when you need somebody to score is Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
And we didn't have them. It's not just that we were missing starters.
Right. No, we were missing.
We're missing those guys.
We were missing our superstar and then our defensive heartbeat, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's my fun piece of inside information that is buzzing around Los Angeles basketball. My first piece that I know Clipper Nation's just going to love when they hear this.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All the billboards, streetlights over spotlights.
Okay.
Like, earned it over whatever those things are. You know, my take is we shoot hoops, they shoot movies over the summer. You know what I'm saying? You know
okay.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, blacktop over, I can't remember what it is, but streetlights over spotlights is the main thing that
yeah.
all
we,
over
we
LA.
Not me.
We not me.
Yeah. Blacktop over, wait.
It's earned over, regardless.
Streetlights, spotlights.
Streetlights
we,
over
me.
Spotlights.
Anyway.
Like grit over glamour, something like that. You know, literally, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
all these billboards. Stars, all across,
not scars. Scars, not stars. Scars, is not one, but
stars,
it should be.
Should be.
That's pretty good. Scars, all not over, stars.
You've seen them over Los
yeah,
Angeles.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen them all over Los Angeles.
Sure.
You know who else has seen them all over Los Angeles and just hates it? And it gets under her skin, and it makes her so mad because she was born into a team, didn't have to earn anything.
Oh, is it Jeannie Buss?
It's Jeannie.
She can't stand
Buss.
It.
Hates it.
Oh, that's fun.
She thinks, this is what I heard.
Okay.
She thinks it's an unwritten rule that you can't just compare your team versus another.
Whoa, 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 they don't compare. Never, they don't
they
say,
never
the Lakers.
Say the Lakers.
Hey, do you remember? Now, listen.
I didn't even say the L
listen,
word on the show.
Faithful listeners, if you are old enough, you will remember a time in commercials where you are not allowed to call out another product.
Right.
So if it was a Coca-Cola commercial.
You cannot say Pepsi.
There would be a logo that looked a lot like the Pepsi logo, but it would say Cola.
Right. Or someone would put their finger over where it said Pepsi.
Yeah. But
you just see a piece.
And that's what these billboards are like. They don't say.
They don't say L word.
It doesn't say Clippers, not Lakers.
No, but doesn't it?
A little bit.
Jeannie Buss hates it. It drives her crazy. She thinks there's an unwritten rule that the Clippers are breaking, which is so stupid, and I love it.
It's
I love
fun.
Every second of
it's
it.
It's fun because we are the redheaded stepchild. We are like, there isn't a comparison. The Jets have far more love in New York than we have in Los Angeles comparatively 100%. To Giants fans
and Jets
Lakers
play
fans
in
and...
Giants Stadium, and the Giants have won World Championships. That's the closest but, you can, but they're not division
closest,
rivals.
But it ain't like that.
And it ain't like that.
And it ain't like that.
And the Yankees and Mets don't play in the same stadium.
And it ain't like that.
And they're, one's in the American League, one's in the National League. Nobody's a division rival who lives in the same building except for us.
I mean,
thank
you,
God we're splitting up.
This is not a rhetorical question. I really want to know. Have you ever heard of, say, a Mets player or a Jets player going to another sports game and being booed by the fans? Like,
right.
Chris Paul was booed at the Dodgers game.
And Lou Williams.
Like, I just, it's so
Lou Williams said.
Violent.
And again,
the hatred from the Lakers
violent.
Fans is so aggressive.
Lou Williams said, and again, this is a testament to how the chemistry in the locker room is actually great. Lou Williams said, we're the only team that's going to get booed at our championship parade.
Oh, that
and
interview.
And I'm there for it.
That interview with Lou Williams was amazing. The three of them are sitting there and they're saying, we like it like this.
Yes.
We like it. We like it
they
to be us against everybody else.
They don't need a home court advantage.
No.
We just watched a World
We're 500
Series
on the road.
In baseball where every road team won, including cheaters. We just watched the NBA Finals where Kawhi Leonard won every away game in the finals.
We are over 500 on the road.
We
just
are watched
over
the Clippers
500 on
go
the
2-1
road.
And one at the Oracle in Oakland.
On.
Yeah, we're over 500. And by the way, in L.A.
We're averaging over 113 points on the road,
in
Chris.
L.A., we are 420. We've lost four. We've won 20. The other guys are 16-6. That is worse. They have four games to get to 20 wins with their stinky six losses. We're 20-4. And another thing, Hank, speaking of 4-20, we only have four back-to-backs left. That's it. So that means that we've got the Vivid Seat Studio. What a
Man,
festival for the ears.
It's really a total party in the Vivid Seat
well,
Studio.
Like, I don't want it to
it's
smell like sandwiches.
Stage.
So I do want it to smell like the trash truck outside. Anyway.
Yeah, this guy's just dumping his ice in the gutter.
Yeah.
That's the right place to dump it. It just leaks down into the
well,
ocean.
We were speaking about a horrible bus, so we might as well look at a horrible truck regardless. All right, so here's what I got, some intel from the inside.
This is the other piece of intel.
Yeah, this is so it's just again, this is the highest of highs. The Clippers, I think if there's any chemistry issues whatsoever, I don't think it's in the locker room, to be honest. I think that the front office is having trial by fire, dealing with things that they've never dealt with before. For example, Kawhi Leonard. They've never dealt with a true superstar before. They've dealt with Pat and Lou and Trez. They have never dealt with Paul George. Paul George is brand new. So what I've heard from on high, Paul George, just as great as can be, just as easy
he seems
as
easy.
Sunday morning.
Okay.
The greatest guy to deal with. Everybody loves him. Couldn't be more of a better guy. Glue guy. The team loves him. The brass loves him. The city loves him.
Okay.
Kawhi.
You didn't need to have you didn't need to have a source to tell me that, but okay. Seems
I
easy.
Just have it confirmed.
Oh, I like it.
Kawhi Leonard. It's a brand new thing for everybody.
Yeah.
Because they never had to deal with that with Chris Paul, who had his own hang-ups, certainly. Blake and Chris's hang-ups were you can't talk to him pregame, you can only talk to him postgame, preferably in the press conference, which, you know, whatever. But I'll tell you, I was in those locker rooms. it wasn't as loose and fun as this locker room is.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Kawhi Leonard, what are his hang-ups? He needs load management. We're all dealing with that. I'll tell you who actually is dealing with it better than everyone is the Clippers, is the actual players in that locker room. They're dealing with load management actually far better than the fan base is dealing with it. Certainly than the haters are dealing with it and the sports journalists
to get used to it, because in the postseason when we play our back-to-backs.
Oh, but there are no postseason back-to-backs.
Oh, there aren't any.
No, he'll play every game
of
the postseason.
Oh, there aren't any back-to-backs in the postseason. How interesting. So we won't have to worry about this in the postseason, the part of the season that matters.
You and
that's
I
interesting.
Knew a Clipper.
See, I'm being sarcastic and facetious right
Clipper
now.
Clipper suit.
See my face.
He was in Clipper management. I'll just say his name because he's no longer there. Rob Strickwerder.
Oh, yeah. He was our old ticket rep.
He lived in the South Bay. I live in the South Bay. We went out for Sunday Funday and went to the same bar after the Clippers were eliminated in round two that year. And he confided in me, Chris, we couldn't have handled round three. We barely got it together for round two.
The organization,
you mean? The organization. Now, this is Diamond Don Sterling's organization.
Yeah.
This is classic losers who all of a sudden are winners out of nowhere, who kind of lucked into Chris Paul, kind of lucked into Blake Griffin. Very different operation now. We are not lucky in getting Kawhi Leonard. I knew, you knew, everyone knew. Clippers going all in to get Kawhi.
Yeah.
All in. That means give up Shea, give up Danilo.
Yeah.
Give up five draft picks.
It may also mean making a trade before the trade deadline that might hurt just because it's now.
No, I'll tell you
this.
I'm
not saying it's now or never.
I'll tell you this.
But it's now.
I heard no word of a trade. I'm not saying that it's not going to happen.
Okay.
But I heard no talk of trade.
Okay, good.
So certainly none has happened.
Well, yeah.
And none were close to happening. Okay. I would have known about it. They are dealing with Kawhi. Now, what does that mean? They're dealing with the load management. Okay, I think they're handling it really well. They're dealing with the fact that we're selling a heck of a lot more seats now. That's a good thing.
Sure.
What's bad about Kawhi? Well, he's a superstar. He comes with the superstar baggage. Going to my earlier point, it's a hell of a lot less baggage than Kobe Bryant or LeBron James.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard does not what LeBron James does, where he's almost like a player GM. Kawhi Leonard's not that.
Well, but
Kawhi Leonard did bring Paul George in.
Wait a second, he is a little, because he said, I won't come unless you get Paul George.
But take LeBron James in Cleveland, where all of a sudden he's like, somebody gets injured and he's making these demands. We have to get a new center. We have to get this. We have to get that now during the season. Mid-season, he's saying that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Kawhi says, you need to get Paul George. Clippers did get Paul George, and here he is. Kawhi is not making lofty demands mid-season.
That's not happening.
That's not happening.
Okay, great.
His lofty demands are, I can't play the second night of a back-to-back.
No one should.
And it's not lofty.
No one should.
It's not lofty.
No one should.
And unlike San Antonio and like Toronto, we said, okay.
Yeah.
So Kawhi comes with headaches that aren't necessarily migraine attacks and are certainly worth it.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, I would argue that an embarrassment of riches is not really a headache.
Let's spread
you're
out.
You're so good, you got a star, you're playing really great is not really a headache.
Let's spread out to the rest of the locker room. Pat Beverly, exactly what you think he is. He is so happy that he got paid.
Yeah.
He's as happy as can be.
Yeah.
He loves this team.
Also, I would say
he's the easiest person to deal with.
P.S. He's the kind of guy, like when Lou Williams says we like being the underdog, I look directly over to Pat Beverly and go, oh, I think Pat Beverly would dislike playing in a stadium where everybody, like where everybody was cheering for him all the time. I think he is fueled by the chip on his shoulder.
100%.
Fueled by it.
You
I should
said,
say, I'm sure everyone would love to be in a rowdy stadium, but
no,
I don't think that...
I agree with you.
I think Pat Beverly's a guy who enjoys the challenge.
Absolutely. You know? And you said...
And he's a great cheerleader.
Many times, the NBA player, beware the NBA player with a chip on his shoulder.
Oh, his most dangerous NBA player is the NBA player with a chip on their shoulder. Absolutely.
Lou Williams, nicest guy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Really lovely guy.
Yeah.
We do know about Lou Williams that he thought his first season with the Clippers, he literally said, this is going to be my last season. I'm going to retire after the season.
Is that true? I never knew that.
That is 100% true. Oh. What has he done since then? Won Sixth Man of the Year every year. Yeah. Become the best scoring bench player of all time. Mm-hmm. He's not going anywhere. He's very happy. That's why he's willing to take less money so he can do... I can't remember what the commercial is, but he's in the bathtub and then he runs out of bathtub so fast you don't see his naked body.
Is it a commercial for bathtubs?
It's a commercial for like renters or
vacations. Oh my gosh,
vacations.
I have to look it up. That's fine.
Lou Williams is a commercial. So he's taking less money on a contract because he wants to be a bench player, because he wants to be Sixth Man of the Year, because he wants to be the best bench player of all time, because he was the number one high school player of that year, the Naismith winner, whatever it's called. He loves it. He loves being a Clipper. Let's go to Montrezl. Montrezl Harrell is exactly what you think he is. He's in his head.
He's fiery.
He's fiery.
Yeah.
He's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. He's...
Sudden superstar, by the way.
Sudden superstar.
Not
a superstar.
365 days ago...
Was not a star.
Not like this. And now...
Like this.
A superstar.
Yeah.
To league fans. Obviously, he's not LeBron James, but you know what I mean. Like...
Now, this guy, if you talk basketball... He wants to talk basketball. He's laser focused on basketball, much like Kawhi Leonard. If you want to talk to him, say, about what movies do you like, he has no time for you. If you want to ask him...
Oh, he blows off the non-basketball questions.
How was your weekend? I have no time for you. He only has time for basketball, much like Kawhi Leonard.
I enjoy that.
Montrezl and Kawhi Leonard, I think, are probably the two most similar players on the team. And then you could say Pat and Lou are similar, okay? Regardless.
Yeah.
Montrezl Harrell, this is what I'm hearing from the inside. He has no time for anything but basketball. How could that be a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
No.
Now, will they pay him the money that he is due?
There are big...
If we win, they will.
There are big...
If we don't... They won't. It's that simple.
Our five is a big question, right? Because Montrezl is a little undersized.
He's a backup center.
He has an enormous spirit that overcomes his height.
And he has an enormous wingspan.
And Zubat's use is confusing. It's confusing the way he only gets 15 minutes. It's hard to tell what that's about.
It's much like when Vinny would start DeAndre and end with Odom. Because DeAndre was a young guy that was untested.
Yeah.
Zubac is a young guy that's untested.
Yeah,
you can sit there and you can talk about his stats and how wonderful he is. He is wonderful and he is great, but he's also still figuring it out. And we know Doc Rivers likes vets over rookies.
Sure.
We know it.
Sure.
And Trez is literally a veteran compared to Zubac.
Well, sure. I mean, he is.
I know they're both 20-something
guys. He's certainly more tested.
Yeah, he was number three in the sixth man voting. Zubes is not even top 20 in the who's the best center voting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. Montrezl is a special
player. He's so good when
player.
He plays. I don't understand why he doesn't get more minutes.
Trez is so good.
He doesn't match up but also, and they just pull him.
Because here's why, Hank. The league is smaller.
But Trez played 33 minutes.
They're not
going to
have
dude.
Two
that's
centers.
That's a lot of minutes.
They're not going to have two centers in. They're just not.
No, of course.
So that's why... That's why Zubac doesn't get the minutes.
Yeah.
Now, if they moved Trez over to power forward, for example, then all of a sudden that is a monumental shift. And where does Kawhi go? Where does Paul George go? Where does Lou go? Where does Pat Bev go?
Sure.
The murderer's row lineup, which we have barely seen, sadly, is Lou, Pat, Trez, Paul George, Kawhi. Those five guys who we saw disrupt the Lakers on Christmas. Those five guys are our murderer's row. And Zubac is not in that murderer's row, and neither is Landry Shamet. And that's just the
facts. I know, but Zubac is our starting center.
Agreed. And I love Zubac as the starting center because he comes in and he roughs up their starting center, the opponent's starting center, and he'll pick up a foul or two, and now Montrez comes in literally clean bill of health,
yeah.
fresh legs, no fouls, take him down.
This is something else to keep in mind to our listeners when you're looking at close losses, is that our entire, with taking out starters and having to take our bench players and put them in the starting position is not just a disruption to the starting five. It's a disruption to our team game plan, which is to come off the bench and blow the other team out of the water bench to bench.
Right.
So our third string guys are not as good as our second string guys, and they're not able to maintain leads. They're not able to reclaim leads that late in the game.
True.
And with a shorter rotation with injury, we've also got guys that are just fatigued. I mean, I want to say that Montrez played like 19 or 20 straight minutes.
Sure.
In the last game. That is a lot. Oh boy, this guy is real close to you in the Vivid Seats Studios. Wow.
Oh, I miss him already.
He's looking at me right now in his side view mirror like, yeah, that's right. I squeezed through this spot. So that's the other piece of intel, is that all is well in the locker room.
Dude, all is well.
The Clippers are happy and Jeannie Buss is sad. This is the inside track from your friend who actually literally works in the Clippers organization.
And honestly, the Clipper ship is as tight-lipped as it's going to get. When you get quote-unquote sources that are saying that there's rifts in the locker room, I just wouldn't buy it hook, line, and sinker. That's why when you click on the clickbait after the headline and you read the actual piece and you realize they barely mention Paul George, and really, what are they talking about? Well, people are just kind of having to get used to Kawhi Leonard. Oh, what a tough problem. You have to get used to the best player on planet Earth,
yeah.
who, by the way, is so much more low maintenance than the former best player,
right, but
LeBron.
Let me liken it. Now, I'm going to try to make this more understandable, but maybe it's going to make it less understandable for people who don't work in our industry.
Right.
But think about when you're doing, like, independent movie.
Sure.
Or you're doing scenes in a TV show.
Uh-huh.
So I did a couple episodes of Mad Men, remember?
I know.
And I did one episode that had freaking Don Draper and
John Hamm
yep. and John Slattery,
uh-huh. the stars of the show.
And then the next episode I did was all the young guys.
Right.
And it was a night and day experience.
Yeah.
With the young guys, we were all playing grab ass and laughing. And not literal grab ass. But it was shenanigans. It was silliness. But man, on the John Hamm days, people had their S together. They were being real serious.
So may I compare it to the Clippers?
So I think if you've got a situation where it's just a bunch of young bucks who aren't supposed to have any expectations and they lose their star in a trade, Tobias Harris,
yeah.
and then you're not supposed to do anything and now you're winning and yeah. it's us against the world, is very different from, oh, we are bringing in the guy who literally just won the finals MVP and the chip.
To expand upon this stupid cancel culture we live in hates history. Hates it. They can only look at right now.
Oh, yeah, recency bias.
They can maybe look at last season. Well, last season was better when we were 24-20, four games over 500. This season, we're only 31-13. P.S., we're now 31-14.
Sure.
But last season, we were 24-20. Though the Raptors won it all, they were 31-13, led by Kawhi
Leonard.
Literally
the same record.
And last game, when we were led by Kawhi Leonard, we were 31-13, exact same record. Okay, so I hearken back to expand your friggin' parameters, you dip-S's.
Not you listening, but the people who are getting
the
in
haters,
your ears.
Bro, the haters.
We know that it's always Clipper
expand
lovers listening to us.
To 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I say to you, CP3 and Blake Griffin's locker room was much closer to a John Hamm, John Slattery Mad Men set than what's happening now with Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that, yes, last year's locker room was a little bit looser in that there was only 10 members of the media. Ever. So, yeah, it was real loose because Boban was there.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
It was just literally just a bunch of guys.
It was just guys in Boban's
and
shadows.
And a popcorn vendor who's like, I just came in because they had an extra media pass.
And I was like, hey, you see Boban?
Get your treats and your seats.
Whoa, Nelly. It is not as loose as last year, but I'm telling you, it is exponentially looser than it was with CP3.
Oh yeah,
and Blake Griffin.
Yeah,
and they nothing to show for it.
You know, I love Blake Griffin.
So yes,
but I also want to say, like, as far as like what is going on with our team and with our record. So I'm looking right now at the stat lines for the loss to the Hawks. What would you guess if I take Montrezl Harrell out of the mix?
Okay, 30 points.
For the bench, what did those remaining five players score combined?
Oh, my God. So Montrez did the lion's share of scoring. He got 30. Lou Williams had, like, let's say he had 19 or 20. That's wrong, but regardless. So those guys got 50 between the two of them. Our starters, I bet you Zubes got, like...
No, I'm not asking the starters.
No, I know. I'm just doing process of elimination.
And by the way, Lou was a starter.
Yeah, Lou was a starter. Zu was a starter. So those guys probably combined for 30. So... Trez got another 30. That's 60.
Jamichael Green, Jerome Robinson, Derek Walton Jr., and Patrick Patterson combined for, keeping in mind that they all got minutes?
15.
16.
Jesus Christ. It's horrible. It's horrible.
So it's just a bad night.
But and our bench usually because combines they, just from yeah. two guys for 40.
But they are. But that's what happens when you start having to push one of your starters into one of your bench into the starting lineup.
Yes.
And by the way,
yes.
that was 4 for 21 from three. Like, I really want to be clear. I am not throwing our bench under the bus. I love our bench. No, I love Pat
that
Patterson.
That wasn't our true bench.
Derek Walton Jr. has got a lot of stuff in front of him. Jerome Robinson. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 points is actually a good line for Jerome Robinson.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
But the truth is, it was a bad game.
It was a night two of a back-to-back without 3/5 of our starters, and our G League was our bench, and they combined for 16 points. It was a bad game.
Yeah.
Here we go.
P.S., how did the Lakers do when both LeBron and AD sit? How would they do when Kobe sat? Like, it's
sure.
you can't underestimate you're missing two stars and
the L word.
And also, talk about the Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
Take out Michael Jordan.
Can't.
Take out Scottie Pippen.
You can't.
And take out Dennis Rodman, our
sure.
Pat Beverly.
Or what's his name?
Like that junkyard dog.
Warriors
no,
coach.
Steve Kerr. No, specifically.
No, those three. Yeah. Rodman.
Rodman, because that's our Pat Beverly.
Agreed.
Except you can shoot.
Right.
So everyone can take a step off the ledge. It's good to hear the chemistry's okay.
The chemistry's
we'll
fine.
Have to see what happens if one more trade happens, which I think is very possible.
Very possible.
But not necessary.
Because Jerry West is better at this than bloggers. Because Coach Doc Rivers is better at this than people on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I know you would put in Zubac more, but I know also that Doc Rivers has won more NBA championships than you.
Yeah.
Unless Popovich is listening. If Popovich was listening and said, I would put in Zubac more, I'm going to give you that, Pop. But I know you're not listening because the oldest NBA podcast is SpursCast.
Oh, so he's listening to that. Except he's not listening to that either.
He's listening to the Gordon's Fisherman Orders. How many fish sticks? Are they breaded? You're damn right they're breaded. All right. So listen, the chemistry is fine. We've got at Miami, at Orlando for a Florida flourish.
Yeah,
can
no,
I
look,
call it a Florida flourish?
The Heat are nice, man.
All right, this is
nice.
Just...
Listen, we have the same...
An absolute audio
now we got a,
nightmare.
Now we got a cherry picker driving right past us.
Wow, what a difference in the Vivid Seat Studio.
It's so much quieter
you
now
hear
in the
a
Vivid
pin drop.
Seat Studio. Look, I will very briefly say this because we have been going on
and on. Till the break of dawn.
The Heat look nice. As a matter of fact, they have pretty much exactly the same record as us. They're 31-13. We're 31-14.
Must win. It's a must win.
Just looking at the last game.
Do we have Pat?
They shot 52% from three in their last
playing?
Game. They shot 86% free throws at their last game. The Wizards, to be fair.
Okay. We couldn't hit a free throw to save our life last game because it wasn't our guys.
But Miami is 20-1 at home, so this is a big challenge.
I'm sorry. 20-1.
Sorry, did I say Orlando?
No, Miami.
Yeah, they're 20-1 at home.
Oh my God, that's the best home
yeah,
record
but we're
by leaps
but
and
we're
bounds.
Above 500 on the road, so I like us on the road. Like we have.
I did not realize.
Yeah,
they're good.
They are very nice, but we've got some things to prove. And P.S. Orlando is a bunch of crumb bums.
They're under 500 on the road, Miami. I'm just doing the math.
It'd have to be.
That's wow. Okay, so this is a giant win for us if we can pull this off in Miami.
It would be a huge win. It would be a huge win. And some of it's going to depend on who's healthy.
Now, that being said, say we stumble in Miami, which I don't think we do because we have Kawhi Leonard back. And we have only lost two in a row once. I've said that many, many times. Mm. So I doubt we're going to lose two in a row tonight. So I like us.
Okay.
I also like us at Orlando. And then, of course, I like us at LA where we will be a commanding 3-0.
We beat Orlando by almost 30 points last time we played them.
So I like us in Florida.
Yeah.
If we're going to stumble, I don't think it's tonight in Miami because we just don't lose two in a row, Hank.
Well, I mean, this is going to be a test of
that,
isn't it?
It's a very big statement game.
We do lose two in a row. We don't lose three in a row.
We've only lost two in a row once.
Yeah, but we have.
Once.
But we have.
Once.
But we have.
Back to back. With no rest.
Oh, fair.
So Kawhi's in.
Kawhi's in.
I don't know about Pat Bev. I'm guessing he's in. I don't know.
I think Pat Bev is in.
Probably no Paul George, but maybe Paul George.
Paul George, no. Because the big question that everyone's having is, well, then why did he travel? I think he traveled for team chemistry and just in case.
And also maybe he's going to play in Orlando.
Oh, my gosh. I hope he does.
All right. Well,
it would be really nice to start getting them every other game in the load management.
For the back-to-backs, sure.
Especially for the back-to-backs.
Which was what we had for a while, and I loved it. Look. This team, after All-Star break, is going to be the team to watch. I think the one team we got to watch right now is Utah. They have sneakily won 18 out of 20. Jerks.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Holy
but they have
buns.
A dirty dozen.
Gravy buns.
I heard what you said.
Oh, gosh.
They have a dirty dozen of, like, a bunch of really rough opponents coming up. So let's see what they do by the All-Star break. Utah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Utah, who I thought were going to be two, and I said LA was going to be number one. Sadly, I got the team wrong, and it's the L word who are number one, and Utah is number two, like I said. But
yeah.
I think this is a marathon, not a sprint. I still think the Clippers finish number one, but I also think it doesn't matter. We have to win 58 to get a franchise high of regular season wins. You know I want my sweet, sweet 60. I think it's very doable because we have probably at least 30-plus games with Kawhi as there's only four back-to-backs left.
Wait, is 58 our franchise record or is 57?
57 is the record. 58 will be the new
record. Wasn't 58
record.
My pick for how many games we win this season?
I believe so, and 60 was mine. So we'll see what happens. I would like to sound a dignified horn. I'd like to, before that, toot my own horn. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Because according to my source, who is so high up in the Clippers that I might as well have sat down and had brunch with Stephen Ballmer or Lawrence Frank, and maybe I did. Everything is fine.
Great.
We are in great shape. And what's funny is I literally had to tell the person, you know that we're literally number two in the West, right? They're like, oh? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Number two in the West. We're actually better in L.A. than number one in the West. And I said, we're 20-4 at Staples Center. They're 16-6. 24 is better. And
do you think, as a 4-20, 4-20 record at home, do you think the Clippers forfeit all the remainder of home games to keep the record 4-20 at home?
Yeah, I think they just pull out and they don't play any games for the rest of the season. So here's the thing. When Doc Rivers says, I really don't look ahead at the schedule, he really doesn't look ahead at the schedule.
Interesting.
They really don't care. They really have their eyes on the big picture.
We need home court advantage less than any other team in the league.
I agree with that.
Especially with an over 500 road record.
Especially when Kawhi Leonard literally went into Oakland and shut the place down.
Yeah.
Won every single game. And then joined the only team in the West to have a winning average in Oakland in the postseason.
You know,
was in Oakland.
I'm on injury watch. That's my big concern. My big concern is not
me too.
Chemistry.
My knee has been troubling me. I've been having like a little weird knee thing.
You gotta stop hitting your knee with a hammer.
Oh, that's gotta be it.
You gotta stop hitting your knee with a hammer for
well,
fun.
I blame you because of all
just as a goof.
Because of all your knee slappers.
Oh, Clippers fans, thanks for listening. Get onto iTunes. Give us those 5-star rankings. Give us some reviews. Tell your friends about us. Hey, if you like our podcast, post us places. And if you don't like our podcast, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, and also always subscribe and 5-star to NBA's longest running podcast, Spurs Cast.
Oh yeah, you gotta like the Spurs Cast.
I know you're listening, Fisherman Gordon.
Shout out
Fisherman.
Spurs Cast.
Coach Pop listens to every clip cast.
He probably listens to every team podcast.
Would you like to sound the horn, Hank? I wish you wouldn't.
Yeah.